Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Voice of the Cape 91.3. ZAPO has called on families of the deceased Marikana miners not to allow Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa to use what they describe as the shameful, regrettable and painful matter for his presidential ambitions. This is against the background of Cyril Ramaphosa apologizing for Marikana. He said, and this has been quoted in a media report, News 24, "I have apologized and I do apologize that I did not use appropriate language, but I never had the intention to have 34 other mine workers killed." Ramaphosa saying the background to that was that 10 mine workers had been killed before the Marikana incident, and his intervention was, and these are in quoted lines, to say there is a disaster looming, more workers have been killed and are going to be killed. But online is Amakhulani Ngubeni, who is a ZAPO leader. Welcome to the show. Amakhulani, welcome to the show. It looks like we had a deep breath and not much else. Let's see whether we have got Amakhulani Ngubeni online. Amakhulani Ngubeni, welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you as well. Cyril Ramaphosa over the weekend apparently made an apology for Marikana, but ZAPO has a response to Mr. Ramaphosa's apology. What is ZAPO's response to it?
No, listen, we don't view Ramaphosa's apology as an apology. We're just playing politics. And we're just calling upon all the people of South Africa, more especially the affected families, the families of the deceased and all those affected, to reject this apology, because it's an apology that is not meant to heal the families that have been affected, but it's an apology that is meant to pave the way for his presidential ambitions. And we are saying Ramaphosa cannot come and use such a tragic situation that happened in Marikana to use it as a strategy to pave his way to Mahlambangu. The apology is not genuine, that is one. If it was genuine, it did not have to take so many years for a man like Cyril Ramaphosa with his cognitive capacity to decide today that he wants to apologize. It is very clear that it is playing politics. He understands very well that that decision that he made then, that led to the loss of life, could definitely head his way to Mahlambangu. And we are saying once again that if the apology is one, Ramaphosa should have spoken to the families. Ramaphosa should have visited the families, or at least have written to the families. Why wait for some event or an occasion somewhere in Grand Farm, I don't know where, and responding to a question from a young, I don't know what there was, a participant in that debate or whatever was happening there, and then issue an apology. That cannot be a genuine apology. We understand very well that Cyril wants to be the president, but he has got many, many other strategies to use than the death of mine workers in Marikana.
What would satisfy ZAPO in the case of Mr. Ramaphosa? Because it seems whether the people of Marikana like it or not, and Marikana is definitely a tragedy, what would you say is the most advisable path for Mr. Ramaphosa to follow?
He was called to appear in the Commission of Inquiry, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
He denied that his actions led to the massacre of Fatima. That's the same thing that is now admitting. It is very simple. Mr. Ramaphosa must just face criminal charges, go and prove himself in a court of law. Life has been lost here. Go and prove himself in the court of law that in one way or the other he did not contribute to the death of the people. That is the only way. Secondly, whether he gets convicted or he don't, Mr. Ramaphosa must just extend his hand to the families of the deceased. Sit down with them, family to family, give them financial assistance, show remorse. Surely the man is not remorseful. Even when he talked about the apology, it was in the form of a joke. You talk about some love back, a wife who is angry, you must go, you must talk about the love back, you must apologize. That's not genuine, that's a joke. And we talk about a serious matter here. Breadwinners have been lost, children are fatherless, women are widowed, and he makes a joke. Surely it's not serious. And we're saying once again, whether he becomes the president or not, Mr. Ramaphosa must know that his hand is dripping with blood. Mr. Ramaphosa must know that the spirit of bad mine workers will forever haunt him. So it's a simple thing. He went to the commission. He lied to the commission by denying his action. Now he is admitting. He must face criminal charges, prove himself in a court of law, and that's the way to go.
Would you, by extension, say that other members of government also need to come clean on Marikana? The point you make about the families is valid. That I can guarantee, because we have done countless interviews with the representatives of the Marikana miners who have been dumbfounded that state has made so little gestures towards the miners, the miners' families even not having money at a certain stage of being able to actually go to the hearings or to be able to go to court.
Now, look, one, even if state, to talk to the latter part of your question, even if state may have contributed, no matter how small it is, I understand, but Cyril personally, because you must remember that in London, Cyril was not representing the state. Cyril was just a personal business that he was doing, conducting there.
Mm-hmm.
So personally, Cyril owes it to the families of the mine workers. But I also do agree with you. Even other role players in that entire disaster must face similar circumstances, similar consequences. They must apologize. But I hope they don't apologize the manner in which Cyril did, in that shameful manner. The gesture did not show remorse. It was a joke to him. That's a very, very painful thing. And we're saying as a Zapo that as long as the dignity of our people is never respected, it even takes away the same freedom that we're celebrating in our country. The whole deputy president of the country uses such a painful event as his presidential campaign strategy. It's a shame. And we say all those who are involved there, the former police commissioner, the commissioners of police, and all the relevant role players who contributed to the death of our people, they must genuinely apologize to our people. They must genuinely apologize to the families. They must genuinely apologize to the nation and face criminal charges. That's it. Period.
Mr. Amakalani Ungobeni from ZAPU, thanks for giving us comment. ZAPU calling on Cyril Ramaphosa not to use Marikana as a means of getting towards the presidency. He, as Mr. Ungobeni says, has blood on his hands as far as Marikana is concerned. But Mr. Amakalani Ungobeni, thanks for chatting to us from ZAPU. Everything of the best.
Thank you very much, sir.
Drive Time 91.3.